Hello, friends. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. Wasn't that an amazing interview during the first hour? That was very prophetic, the interview that I had with Dr. Moto on July 25th, 2014. And again, during the middle of that interview, about almost 3 minutes of were devoted to an intention experiment that Dr. Moto and I did. And we asked everyone around the world to please send lots of love and light to the Palestinians and the Israelis so that there would be a 12-hour ceasefire to bring food and medical supplies to the wounded. And it worked. It happened within hours after that broadcast. And so with that, what I'd love to do is we'll be bringing on Michiko Hayashi, who's the global director of the Emoto Peace Project, and Dr. Emoto's former administrative assistant. She was his assistant for 10 years, and she'll be coming on soon. But before we do, I want to thank everyone so much for supporting this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the top of the right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate all your help and support, because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. With that, I'd like to thank everyone so much for their support for my recent Galactic Wisdom Conference that was held here in Olympia, Washington in June. We'll be having another conference, my fourth Galactic Wisdom Conference, on March 10, 9, 10, and 11, 2018, at the same location at 9101 Stillicum Road Southeast in Olympia, Washington, about an hour south of Seattle. For more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friends Faison and Shirley in Florida, Anita in Dublin, Ireland, Marco in beautiful Helsinki, Finland, Emma Louise and Jan Eric in Norway, of course, Randy and Jessica in Mercer Island, Darren in Olympia, Rod Shostri in beautiful Toronto, Canada, and everyone around the world who helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience in over 70 countries for your goods and services. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol's, designing my website, providing wonderful support, my dear friends in the Moto office in Tokyo, Japan, and my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, as well as KKNW. Without their help, I would not be able to do this program. I have a new spiritual program where I can teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And I'd also like to ask everyone listening today to send lots of love and light to Michiko Hayashi's mother, Masako, who suffered a stroke recently, as well as love and light to my friend, good friend Orion, Marco's mother, Lisa, in Helsinki, my friend Wally in Olympia area, Dr. William Alt, and my friends John and Erman in Olympia, Washington. Your prayers and love and light will be really, really appreciated. My book, Messages from the Masters, Cosmic Messages from Professor Albert Einstein and President Kennedy and others, is done, and it will be published very, very soon. And with that, Eric, have you been able to reach Michiko Hayashi? Great. Michiko, welcome to Out of This World Radio. Hello, Michiko, are you there? Well, we're having some transmission difficulties. That's okay. We'll just wait to see if we can bring her on. In the meantime, what I'd like to do is play this beautiful Japanese water song that was Dr. Moto's favorite. It was done some years ago, and I think you really enjoyed it. I played it before, and hopefully we can get Michiko on here in just a minute or two.
Milky Way. どこから来てどこへ行くの何のために生きて
Isn't that a beautiful song? Before going on the air today, yesterday I had a beautiful oracle deck that was done by Dr. Emoto some years ago. And I got the message to pull two cards. And the two cards that I pulled was harmony and peace. And so that was the message he wanted to give everyone around the world on today's program was harmony and peace. And one of the ways he wanted to do that was, of course, through the Emoto Peace Project, which I talked about with him in 2014. And we're so happy. I'm so happy and grateful to have on his former administrative assistant, who was his assistant for 10 years, Michiko Hayashi, coming to us live from Tokyo, Japan. Michiko, how are you today?
Hi, Ted. Happy Love and Gratitude Day. It's July 22nd today here in Tokyo. And thank you so much for bringing me again. And I feel just so happy and pleased and grateful that you played Dr. Emoto's interview just a little while ago. And thank you so much. It's almost like he was there being live interviewed, and just started to feel so happy and grateful that he gave all the beautiful messages to everyone 3 years ago.
Well, actually, as you know, my radio name is the name of this program is called Out of This World Radio. And a lot of our information sources are not traditional third dimensional sources. And I have I'm very happy and privileged to have one of the best psychics, in my opinion, in the United States coming on in just about 5 or 6 minutes, named Judy Kelly from the Los Angeles area. And she brought in Dr. Emoto during the playing of his interview from 2014 during the last hour. And he specifically said that he had messages for the world and specifically for you, Michiko. So we'll be bringing on Judy in just a few minutes. She had to do some errands, and I wanted to put you on first.
Thank you so much. What a surprise and what a gift.
Oh yeah. She's a wonderful psychic. She's the best psychic I've had on my show, and she's amazing. So anyway, she'll be coming on in just a few minutes here, but. Michiko, I want you to talk a little bit about the Emoto Peace Project and your beautiful little books that you distribute around the world.
Thank you. It's today is so special for me because I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'll be fine.
That's all right.
It's his birthday.
Yeah.
And if he was alive, he was becoming 74 years old, and he was still young to pass on, but I know he is working hard on the other world. And as Dr. Emoto mentioned about the Emoto Peace Project during your program, your interview 3 years ago, and you just played, he mentioned about the children's book and why he started to do that. And it was because he knew how powerful our thoughts are, our consciousness is, and to utilize this power of consciousness, we had to be pure. It's the law of resonance, or the law of Hado. Hado means vibration. And during the Hado instructor school, he always teaches everyone, or he always taught everyone about these five laws of Hado. And one of the most important things is the purity. The pure, to be able to resonate, it has to be very pure. So to be able to utilize our consciousness, powerful consciousness, our consciousness has to be very pure without having any doubt. So when we know about the power of water, or how our water absorbs our consciousness, we have to be very pure. And the adults a lot of times have doubts, but children are so pure. So that's why he started to think that he wanted to make the children's book of Message from Water, where it teaches all the memories that the water has, and the power of words and consciousness and prayers. And if children all around the world learns about our consciousness, then the world will become a harmonious and peaceful place instantaneously. And that was the purpose of Dr. Emoto's establishing Emoto Peace Project in 2005. So I am really honored and privileged, feel privileged to be able to continue with his mission that was the Emoto Peace Project.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now you'll be coming, what are the websites for the Emoto Peace Project so people can learn more about it? And also you'll be coming here to the Northwest, won't you, at the end of August, early September? Give presentations.
Right, right. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for asking. Okay, the website for Emoto Peace Project is www.emotopeaceproject.com. Emoto is spelled E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net, N-E-T. Or that's for headquarters in Tokyo and for all around the world. And we have with you, Ted, and Carolyn as board members, Carolyn White as board members, and Dr. Pollack is the advisory board of Emoto Peace Project America. And the website for Emoto Peace Project America is emotopeaceproject.me, as me, M-E. Those are the websites. And also, I will be coming to, I will be going to Dominican Republic, as you are too, to give the presentation on water and how our consciousness affects water, and how we can create the wonderful world with our consciousness and water in Dominican Republic between the 18th and 21st of August for the Third World Conference of Peace and Light in Santo Domingo.
I wanted to explain something, Michiko, because people listening, if you run that title, you think it's the Third World Conference. It's not the Third World. It's the Third World Conference. There's two others. So in case people get a misunderstanding, it's not for the Third World. It's the Third World. It's because there have been two more before that one.
Okay.
See, I just wanted to make sure
people
understand that. So, it's, it's for everybody. It's not just for the Third World.
Right.
It's for everybody. Yeah.
World Conference of Peace and Light, and that's going to be. This is the third time that they has since they started.
Right. Wonderful. Wonderful.
So
now,
yes.
Now, before I forget, I want to mention this on the air. I know that you're getting a bunch of books printed up. And do you need some help, financial help in shipping the books?
Thank you. Yes, I do need about $500 to ship the books, children's books called Message from Water, in Spanish and also in English. My wonderful friend and a great supporter of Emoto Peace Project in Japan, her name is Ikuyo Chitose, has printed 5,000 books of children's book, Message from Water, children's book in English, and she's going to print 3,000 copies in Spanish. And she would like me to send these books to the U.S., to Emoto Peace Project America, so we can distribute those children's books all around the world, in the United States, and also in Latin America. But we are a nonprofit organization, and I don't have that fund to ship them. And but even by sending by ship, which takes about 2 months, but still that's the most inexpensive or most economical way, but sure, still we need $500 to send about 1,000 copies.
I
would like, if there's anyone who can support, I would very much appreciate the support.
Wonderful. Well, there's two things I'd like to mention with that. These are beautiful little colored picture books, and what they do, they show the crystals that Dr. Emoto discovered when negative thoughts are sent to a glass of water. All these ugly water crystals form, but when positive thoughts of love, for example, are sent to a glass of water, all these beautiful water crystal forms. And because we are 70% water, our bodies are 70% water, as well as the earth is 70% water. If you want to make this world a better place, then you teach children. You can teach children the valuable lessons of how consciousness can play a key role in making this a better planet. And that was the whole theory behind his Emoto Peace Project. So these are beautiful little books. They give them out free for charge to children around the world. And Michiko, if people wanted to make a donation, how do they do that?
They can send the money to Emoto Peace Project America, but we have not been able to open up the bank account because of my Social Security number problem yet. But
here's a very easy way to do it. I've got a PO box. Just send any donations for the Emoto Peace Project for the printing or distribution or shipping of books to my name, Ted Marr, T-E-D, M as in Mary, A-H-R, and I'll make sure that money gets 100% turned over to the Emoto Peace Project. The address is P.O. Box 5331, that's 5331 Lacey, Washington, 98509-5331. Again, that's P.O. Box 5331, Lacey, Washington, 98509. Very simple.
How do you spell Lacey?
L-A-C-E-Y.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, very
thank
simple.
Thank you so much for getting that P.O. Box in. And I know that very soon I will be able to get that Social Security card because I do have Social Security number, but the bank needed to have Social Security.
It's not a problem. It's a minor thing that can easily be taken care of. If people want to pay by PayPal, you can also use this email address, outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And just note what it's for, and I'll be sure to turn 100% over to the Emoto Peace Project.
Thank you so much, Ted.
Hey, my pleasure. My pleasure. Now, real quickly, I'd like to bring on Sandy Fox from Los Angeles. She's a wonderful Hato instructor who declared tomorrow as Love and Gratitude Day. She's been waiting a few minutes to come on. And Sandy, are you there?
Hi, Ted. Hi, Michiko.
Hi, Sandy.
It's
so good to hear you.
This is perfect, Sandy. You called in at just the right time. I was just gonna have you on board. But before we continue, I just want to mention real briefly, Michiko will be giving several presentations. I'm in the middle of getting one arranged for Vancouver, Canada, at the Aboriginal Native Center on Hastings Street in Vancouver, Canada, for the evening of Tuesday, September 12th. Also, Michiko, for those of you in the Vancouver, beautiful Vancouver area, also she'll be giving a presentation during the weekend of September 2nd with Josh and Adam Bigelson. And one of the presentations she'll be giving is on the Katsutama Hato machine system and how that works, as well as her messages from water. So we will have more details on that on next week's show. And I think there's so many people I wanted to bring on today, and I can't because of time, but I will be having a continuation of this memorial to Dr. Emoto next week. So there'll be a lot of more people coming on then during the second hour. And with that, I'd like to introduce everyone to Sandy Fox from Los Angeles. Sandy, hi. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Ted, and thank you so much for playing that interview from 2014. Like Michiko said, it was like he was really here, and, you know, it was so good to hear his voice and feel his essence and presence. So thank you again. These messages from water are so, so important. Well, especially on the planet right now.
Oh, absolutely. So, well, I just want to tell you real quick, I want everybody to please thank my wonderful producer, Eric, because without his help, I couldn't have played it. I tried to make a copy of it the website, and all I got was a lot of tinny sounds, but his recording was perfect. So, Eric, thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eric.
He did a great job. But Sandy, tell me about the kind of work you do. You did something beautiful too. You declared tomorrow, Dr. Moto's birthday is Love and Gratitude Day.
It was a download or an idea that came when I attended the Friends and Family Service for Dr. Emoto when he passed in 2014. And before I went to sleep in my hotel room, I was in Tokyo by myself, and I just heard International Love and Gratitude Day, like to make this day, the day of his birth, a very special day around the world to encourage people to spread those messages in water, to give love and gratitude, to focus their attention on the positive, on what is good in the world, because that's only going to bring more of it. And like Dr. Emoto said, the powerful combination of love and gratitude together is what will make the earth pristine or pure, like Michiko was talking about, that purity of our hearts, so that we can all live from our hearts and not from, motivation or our mind or the ego. So I think that plays a very important role in the evolution and consciousness of our planet.
Well,
thank you, Sandy. This is so beautiful. And I wanted to say thank you so much for making this such a special day of International Love and Gratitude Day, because actually today here in Japan is July 22nd already, and it's Dr. Emoto's birthday, and it's an International Love and Gratitude Day already.
Yes, and this year, what came to me is that, we spend so much time on our computer, on social media, getting our news, our information via the internet, that's where the movement really needs to come out from.
Mm-hmm.
And so on July 1st, we started 21 days of love and gratitude. And
I saw that.
Yeah, we had a group, people on the internet from all over the world joined in, and it was their intention to just focus their energy and their, their attention on the positive of love and gratitude. And it ended today, and then tomorrow, of course, is International Love and Gratitude Day, where we have many ideas on the website on how to share your love and gratitude, whether it's you volunteer at a library or a school and you read. You can download the Messages from Water for Children books and read them, whether you just be of service and volunteer at a shelter or a mission, or just, being very mindful of your energy and your thoughts and your words and your actions, that they come from a place of kindness. So
right.
That's the movement. So we're really excited. And our, my vision is to just see it building and getting bigger and bigger every single year. So.
Oh, thank you. That's so wonderful. Thank you so much, Sandy.
Thank you.
Well, having Dr. Emoto on my show back in July of 2014 was a watershed moment for me, because I had no idea that consciousness could be so powerful. So he really taught me a lot of beautiful things. And since my association, of course, with you, Michiko, and the office back in Tokyo, I've learned so many wonderful things about creating a better world. So thank you so much for
well,
that.
Well, thank you so much, Ted, for spreading the message out and dedicating your show on Dr. Emoto and his work from time to time, because without your help or support, I couldn't have done this much, and I truly and deeply appreciate you so much for your support, and And with your great help, I'm so grateful that we were able to establish Emoto Peace Project America in the United States to spread the words out, to distribute this beautiful children's book of A Message from Water, because in this book, it really shows how words are powerful, how music, everything we hear affects our health, our well-being, or our environment. That means the earth, and children really learn that purely. And just imagine when they become older, their life will be completely different from the lives that we used to have before without knowing anything.
Right, right. Well, one of the lessons that I learned after this interview that I had with Dr. Moto back in 2014 was that there are entities out there who didn't want this message to go out. And they didn't want us to know that, to realize that we're powerful spiritual beings who could create a world of peace.
But, it's interesting because Dr. Moto was aware about that while he was alive. And what he was saying was that even to those entities or people, just send love and gratitude, because that's something that they are the ones who really most need that love and gratitude.
Well, absolutely.
Yes. You know, there's like a Cherokee proverb about in each of us, there are two wolves. And there's the loving, beautiful wolf, and then there's the one that's based in fear and hatred. And which one do we choose to feed? And I think we have this powerful choice at all times, because in our collective consciousness, we have these pools of energy, and
right.
The more love and good energy we put out there, no matter who it is, you know, it's going to contribute to a larger pool of love and positive energy.
Oh.
If we dislike a politician, or we dislike someone, or even someone in our school or our work, you know, and we send that energy out there of jealousy, hatred, you know, fear-based energies, we're contributing to the universal pool of that energy, or to the dark.
That was,
I
agree with you completely, Sandy, because that was one of the messages from President John Kennedy from Judy Kelly a couple of weeks ago. She said that even if you don't like our current president, to send him lots of love and light so that he makes the best decisions possible. And that also can be used for any government in the world, including the Chinese government, which, by the way, has banned Dr. Moto's website in China, and many of his books are banned also in China. But if any country that needs love and light and love and gratitude, it's the Chinese government that needs it very much.
You know, love and gratitude is the highest vibration. Mm-hmm. And always the light, where there's darkness, once the light comes in, there's no darkness.
That's true.
So when the highest vibration comes in, the low vibration cannot stay there anymore.
That's
so
true.
Always love and gratitude is the most beautiful and the best vibration we can always send out.
That's true.
No matter who it is, what it is, but to everything and every being.
That's right.
And also, I think one of the things that I learned studying under Dr. Emoto and being around him and his research was that there is this divine intelligence in everything. Everything is in communication with us. We are interconnected not only to each other, but to the animals, the plants, the environment, the water. And it's all in communication if we are just willing to be open and listen with our hearts. So this planet is an extension of our body. And so there is no them and us and, you know, that country, there is no separation.
No, we...
Exactly.
And when we can start to realize that we wish to do no harm, because whoever we're harming outside of ourselves, we're actually harming
ourselves.
We are
harming ourselves.
That's true.
Yeah, and it's so important to realize that connection, and that everything is alive and in communication and a part of this field of divine intelligence. And I think that's what water taught me, and it's still a great teacher in my life. Every single day, go with the flow, be like water, you know,
everything, you know,
path. It smooths, you know, smooths it out. So it still continues. Dr. Emoto's teaching still affects me every single day. And, you know, I'm still a student of his work. So I just try to practice what he taught us.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, like just like one droplet of water, if one droplet, we are, each person is one droplet of water. And then as it goes to the river, it goes, flows to the ocean. And then we all get all together, and that's one ocean. That means we are really, each single person is one drop of water. And as we get together, we're just one being.
That's true. That's
true. Yes. There's a really famous Rumi quote. You are a drop in the ocean, and you are the entire ocean.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so beautiful because we contain all the wisdom. Everything we need is inside of us, but we're also one part of the whole.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know we're trying to cram in a lot during this hour. I have Carolyn White on the line. She's been waiting patiently the last couple of minutes. And I'd like to bring her on briefly now and then go to Judy Kelly in Los Angeles. Carolyn, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing much, much better now, listening to all the beautiful words about Dr. Emoto vibration.
Hi, Carolyn.
And hi, I'm Itchy. Hi, Sandy. It's just so wonderful to be here with all of you. And Dr. Emoto he's still with us. He's still with us in spirit, and his teachings and what he brought, I know, to myself and a number of other people that I work with. About how vibration and how it affects not only water, like you said, we're 70% water, it affects us as well. So he really proved to the world that what we say, what we think, what we do affects us. And what we attract to ourselves is that vibration that we resonate out. And I think another thing, too, that is important, we're talking about love and gratitude are the most powerful vibrations. I think also that what goes along with that is forgiveness, is that when we have something that we feel that somebody's wronged us, or even that we've done something that is less than resourceful in our lives, is to forgive ourselves and say, hey, you know, that's accept what is, because acceptance is one of the greatest teachers and ways to rise and ascend consciously. And then once we forgive ourselves is to send ourselves, give ourselves love and gratitude. Because I see that so many days when I'm working with people, is that they want to love others and they want to show their appreciation, yet they neglect to love themselves. So I'm telling everybody out there, when you get up in the morning, put your hands over your heart, look in the mirror, smile and say, I love you. You're special. I'm thankful that you are here and on this earth to be of service.
I'm getting in messages, emails from people asking for prayers for their different conditions. So I'd like to say real quickly, I'd like to ask everyone to send lots of love and light to a fellow named Sasha in the Moses Lake area of Eastern Washington. Another lady named Rocco in Toronto, Canada. Send her lots of love and light so she'll feel better. And finally, I think we should send lots of love and light to the mechanics who are trying to fix your car, Carolyn, so they get it done faster.
Oh, thank you. By the way, I just found out they lost our transmission for 3 days in shipment between Olympia and Kent. And I just found out the prayers must support, they found our transmission.
Oh, I'm so glad. You know, if they hadn't stopped off and had those beers at that tavern, they would have been okay. But anyway.
Yeah, I know, 4 days later, but anyway.
Yeah.
So I think that is so important, is to send, even on a daily basis, if we can express love and gratitude for ourselves, and just to send to the universe, please, you know, here's some love, here's some healing energy, here's some good high vibrations to anyone that needs it. It's like just to be open to the universe and send that energy out there, because there's somebody somewhere that needs a pick-me-up. There's somebody somewhere that needs our help.
Absolutely. And I also have a request from my cat, Fluffy. He's had a cold recently. If you could send lots of love and light to my Fluffy cat. He would really appreciate that. And with that, what I'd like to do is bring on Judy Kelly from Los Angeles. I consider her a wonderful psychic. And excuse me, just a minute. What area was it? Oh, okay. Carolyn, we'll have to, unfortunately, in order to get Judy on, we'll have to, would you like to say any parting words? Because we have to, unfortunately, drop you to get Judy on the show.
I would just love to say that I'm so honored and thankful being part of the I Will Peace Project and bringing the message of love and gratitude, the message from water to all the children of the world from 1 month to 100 years. We're all children at heart, and this is a message that is very near and dear to my heart, and I thank Ichiko for being part of the Immortal Peace Project and bringing the message to the world. So with that, I thank you very much. And
thank you,
love
Carolyn.
And gratitude to all of you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today, Carolyn. And again, please send lots of love and light to her mechanics fixing their car so it'll be repaired promptly. And Carolyn... Sorry, we only have limited phone lines here, so we have to drop someone to get somebody else on. But we'll have another show next Friday, I think, on Dr. Moto, and we'd love to have you back on then with more time. But
thank you so much, Carolyn. Love and blessings to all of your reader, your listeners out there, and the people here today. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Carolyn. Love you, Carolyn. Bye bye.
Bye.
With that, I'd like to bring on Judy Kelly, who's a wonderful psychic, one of the best, I think, in the United States, coming into us live from Los Angeles. Judy, how are you doing today?
I'm great, and it's fun to be here.
Well, we're all here. Michiko Hayashi's on the phone by Skype from Tokyo.
Hi, Judy. It's so nice
it's
to
so
meet
nice
you here.
To
Thank
to you.
You so much.
It's so nice. They feel you. You have a beautiful heart.
Thank you. I listened to your interview a couple of weeks ago, and when you gave the message from Dr. Emoto,
yes.
I started to cry. And
aww.
Thank you so much for bringing him to the third world, to this earth.
And I also want to mention, of course, Sandy, wonderful lady named Sandy Fox. She's a Hado instructor from Los Angeles, where you are, Judy, in that area. And she's on the phone, too. And Sandy does a lot of wonderful work. Sandy, are you there?
I'm still here. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Sandy.
Wonderful, wonderful. Sandy dedicated tomorrow, which is Dr. Moto's birthday, is Love and Gratitude Day. And she does a lot of media work, and she's been instrumental in publicizing his work down in Los Angeles and worldwide on the internet. So anyway, I'm so happy we're all here today. And Judy, you said that Dr. Emoto was there, and I think Michiko would love to talk to him.
Well, first of all, it was very fun when I talked to Ted a little while ago, because Dr. Emoto was standing here. And the first thing he said to tell Ted was, he's smarter than he was when he did the interview.
Okay.
I agree.
That's good.
And I thought that was so funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Well, that's a kind of humor that he had.
he still has
the same humor. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
And Dr. Emoto used to say that humor comes from human, humid. Human comes from humid, humidity.
Aww.
All
humidity.
Water.
How beautiful.
Right, Sandy? Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Well, great. Well, Judy, thank you so much for bringing Dr. Emoto today. That's wonderful.
It is. And he's standing here, so let me take a minute and share what it is he wants to share.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. First thing he says, hi to the ladies.
Okay, here we go. Hello.
Hi, Dr. Nada.
He said, hi. Okay, and he's waving to the little one. Okay, here we go. In this world of numerous possibilities, it's always important to recognize the power of choice in every moment. You can choose to honor yourself, or you can choose to ignore yourself for a certain amount of time. So whatever you choose, it's important to recognize it's your choice. So the messages that I shared that were gleaned from working with the water were messages from you to you, to recognize each moment what patterns are you presenting in your body, to your body, to your brain, to your blood, to all the parts of you that carry and experience the liquid of who you are. The brain and the body are fully conscious all the time, and they take just as seriously offhanded comments as it does direct talk from you to it. But here's what I wanted to bring up today. And the vibration of feeling behind what you say, think, feel, and do. Because that's your real intention. So notice, when you make some comments about yourself, are you being sarcastic to yourself? Are you putting yourself down? Are you limiting yourself? Are you making a comment so that you will appear smaller in front of others? Be aware of the message behind the message. That is what I wanted to illustrate today. Because the message behind the message is what your body and your brain and your life reflects. So notice what you really are feeling when you say something. Notice the intention of the way you're saying it. And take responsibility for that. The messages from the water presented many different ideas and views for people to consider. But the truth is, how your body is and how your mind is in this moment now reflects the messages you've been giving it. Are you bitter? Do you feel victimized? Do you feel that the whole world favors others? Do you come from a place of thinking that it's only half full or half empty? What if I said to you, the wellspring of life exists every single breath? And every single breath, you have an opportunity to live anew and to make new choices in your messages, behind the messages. So this is what I wanted to share today, that I was eager to present with Judy. And she was here paying attention to me. Even amid the laughter, I could feel her recognizing me and acknowledging me and letting me know that she felt very sacred to be able to speak today and to share what I'm sharing with you. You know, I'm still here. I'm just a whisper away of light. And you can reach out to me and you can talk to me just like I'm talking to you. You do not need a medium to do that. And I will answer in your heart always. I am Dr. Emoto, and it is my delight to have shared with you today and to be able to feel all the hearts that are on this call and that we've touched and have been touched by. Thank you.
Judy? before Dr. Yeah. Moto goes, I think Michiko has a question to ask him.
Okay.
Thank you, Judy. And hello, Dr. Moto.
He said, hi, gorgeous.
No, I love him. I love you so much, and thank you so much for allowing me to continue to do this beautiful project. I visited your gravesite yesterday with your wife, beautiful wife, Kazuko-san, and my co-worker, Dioko. Were you happy that we were there?
I am with you everywhere. I am with you everywhere.
Where would you like me to go to spread the message out? Where else? I've been going to many places with Ted's help and everybody else's help. And where else would you like me to go? And what else would you like me to do as part of Emoto Peace Project besides distributing the children's books?
I will be connecting with you in your dream state. And I and you will sit down and have conversations about where your heart wants to take it next. There are a couple of avenues that are up for consideration, but I also want to be sure that you're not coming from just dedication, but you're coming from joy. Mm-hmm. I want to be sure that what you are choosing and how you are choosing is joyful to you, my sweet. I want to be sure that you understand that you've done more than enough already. And
thank
I could
you.
Not be more pleased. But I ask you to make sure that you have a full heart and that you're present for you as well. And make sure that you take care of you. You know why I'm saying this.
Thank you.
I will contact you, and you and I will work through this together. Thank you for all
thank you.
Of who you are.
Thank you so much. And I love you so much. Thank you.
I love you too. And I'm very grateful that my family and you are the heart that I could feel so clearly when you were there. Remember, we are one heart, Michiko. We are one heart. One heart. Now he's stepping back.
Thank you. I love you.
He just winked.
Thank you so much, Judy.
My pleasure.
Arigato, Dr. Moto. Thank you so much for coming. And Judy, thank you so much for sharing
those
beautiful messages
thank
today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, my pleasure. Judy, I consider one of the best psychics in America, and I'm so happy you came on today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Judy. Well, with that, we'll bring Sandy back on the line, and I've got a 528 hertz. It's a tuning fork. It's a love tuning fork, and what I'd like to do is to play that now and spread love all over the world for a better planet. And also, I think Michiko, I'd like to ask you to do the Ho'oponopono.
Ho'oponopono.
You took the word right out of my mouth. I always mispronounce it. So anyway, if you could do a prayer.
You know what? Yeah. I would like to honor Sandy this time
okay.
and do this Ho'oponopono. Would you like to, Sandy?
Sure.
Would you like to lead it?
Or we could all do it together, yes.
Okay,
well, we
great.
Can all do it together.
Yes, yes.
All right,
why
great.
Don't you say it, and then we'll all repeat it.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay, happy to do that. Thank you. Hello, Ted?
Yes, I'm here. Uh-huh.
Okay,
yes.
So would you like to play the tuning fork, or would you
yes,
like
I
me
would.
To do the...
Yes, I would.
Yes.
Okay. I got
and
it right
everybody
here.
Everybody could place their hands on their heart.
Okay.
I'm just getting the message that we're not only sending love out to the world, but we're sending love in. Like Dr. Emoto said, it's what are the words we use against ourselves or to ourselves, and what are those thoughts and intentions? And I feel we should put our hand on our heart and hold one hand out to the world as we do this together.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Let me play this tuning fork
thank
now.
You.
Sandy, that's a beautiful thought. That's a 528 hertz a tuning fork. I'll play it now. It'll send love and light around the world. I'll play it three times. And Sandy and Michiko, do we have room for one more? Kana Kimura just called in as a Hado instructor from Los Angeles, and I think she
Kana
wants...
Koimura Kana.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You just took the words out of my mouth again. Kana, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, good.
Hi, Kana.
Good.
Hi.
Good.
So good to have you. Thank you.
Yeah, we've got about three. Thank you for having me. We've got about 3 minutes left. So
Okay. Well,
yes.
I wanted to do grand invocation because Dr. Emoto always thought that this was really important. And at the beginning of the water prayer, he always repeated this grand invocation three times. This means the infinite power of the universe has been crystallized and the world of true peace has been realized. And
okay.
He said it three times in Japanese. Would it be okay, Ted?
Oh, of course, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely.
Let me say this in Japanese. You are more than welcome to repeat after me. 宇宙の
無限
の,
無限 の,
無限の
力が
コリコって誠の大和の ミオが
なりなった
宇宙の無限の力が
宇宙の無限の力が
コリコって
誠の大和のミオが
なりなった One more time 宇宙の無限の力がコリコって
宇宙の無限の力がコリコって
誠の大和のミオがなりなった Thank you. Now we'll go on to water, Ho'oponopono water ceremony.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We have a minute and a half left.
Okay. Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water,
we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water,
we love you.
Please, everyone, repeat this after. Go ahead.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive
us. Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love
water,
you.
Water, we love you.
And now we've got about 15, 20 seconds left. And I wish we had another hour. But we had such a beautiful program today commemorating the life and work of Dr. Emoto. And I want to thank everyone so much for coming on today. We're going to wrap this up with this beautiful water song, and we will continue next week. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening.